This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
I want to tell you a little lamdus on the parsha. Just a little bit, just for a couple minutes. At the end of the parsha, this week's parsha, the pasuk says, Es Brisi Hefar. Es Brisi Hefar. In Perak Yedzayin, pasuk Yedalet. It says, V'arel Zachar Asher Lo Yimal Es Besarar Lasoi V'nichur Sahanefesh Ahim Yameha Es Brisi Hefar. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Nun Tes says, what are these words as Brisi Hefar come to include? The Gemara says, L'rabois b'nei Keturah, to include the children of Keturah. That not only do the descendants of Avraham Avinu have to do Milah, but the descendants of Keturah have to do Milah. Now Rashi learns that just means the six children of Keturah are biblically obligated to do Bris Milah. Comes along the Rambam, and the Rambam says no.
Who is Keturah?
Keturah was one of Avraham's wives. According to some, it was Hagar. Says the Rambam, who are the B'nai, that not only the six children of Keturah have to do Milah, but all the future descendants of Keturah have to do Milah. So in other words, if you meet a guy on the street, you say, ID please, and he takes out his ID, and on the driver's license it says, proud descendant of Keturah, you tell him, you're missing something. And that is, he needs to do Bris Milah. And therefore the Rambam paskins that since nowadays we don't know who's an Arab, we don't know one Arab from the next. We know the B'nai Keturah from the B'nai Yishmael over the B'nai Hagar. Therefore the Rambam says, all the Yishmaelim Bizman Hazeh are Mechoyev to do Bris Milah, Midai Raisa, because maybe they are the B'nai Keturah. That I'm not going to get into right now. But the Rambam paskins, that Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Yud Halacha Ches, the Rambam paskins, Bizman Hazeh, the B'nai Keturah Achayv and Milah, all the Yishmaelim Achayv and Milah, why? Maybe they are B'nai Keturah. Okay? So listen to this. So comes along the Shagas Aryeh, and the Shagas Aryeh says, wait a second. Right? We had in the Daf Yomi pretty recently. The Gemara in Masechta Brachos Daf Chaf Ches tells us about a man by the name of Yehuda who is a Ger Amoni, came into the Beis Medrash, and he wants to know, can I marry into Klal Yisrael? So what did Rabbi Gamliel say? No, of course not. You're from Amon. Lo Yavai Amoni B'Kal Hashem. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? Your mother. So why? Ba Sancheirev Ubilbel Kalaumai. Sancheirev, we know historically, Sancheirev came, he mixed up all the nations of the world. So even if a guy thinks he's from Amon, we say, you're not from Amon, you're from the Roiv. And the Roiv Goyim, you're probably either Chinese, Indian, Italian, Mexican, but it's a very small percent that you're from Amon, and therefore we say you're allowed to marry into the Kal. And not only that, Bizman Hazeh, are you allowed to marry a Mayavi? Yes. Are you allowed to marry a Mitzri? Yes. Are you allowed to marry... What?
More than 10 generations
already. Yeah, but besides that, an Amoni and Mayavi, there's no heter of 10 generations. Bizman Hazeh, you're allowed to marry all of these Umais. Why? Because we assume that you're from the Rav, you're not an Amoni, you're not a Mayavi, you're not an Adoni, you're not a Mitzri. What are you? You're Stamagoy. You're an Italian, you're a Mexican, you're from the Rav.
How do you know Jews are not from the Rav?
What?
Present day Jews.
The Jews maintain their identity. But the Bas Sancheirev Ubilbal Kala Umay. So I asked the Shagas Aryeh, Bas Sancheirev Ubilbal Kala Umay. So why is the Rambam saying that Yishmaelim and the B'nai Keturah are Chayiv and Mila? Why are they Chayiv and Mila? Bas Sancheirev Ubilbal Kala Umay. This guy is not a B'nai Keturah, Nick. He's not a Yishmael, Nick. He's Stamagoy.
You consider Yishmael a Umay?
Whether they're, whether they have a definition of a malchus or not. They never had ancestral land, right? But nevertheless, the same way, Rabbi said, the Shagas Aryeh asked, the same way you're allowed to marry into Amoy, you're allowed to marry into Mayav, you're allowed to marry into Edom, you're allowed to marry into the Mitzrayim, because we say you're not from that lineage, you're from the Rav. So why would we require any Arab, any B'nai Keturah to do Mila? Why don't we tell him the same thing? You are from the Rav. You're not a Yishmaeli. You're not a B'nai Keturah. Okay, that's the famous question of the Shagas Aryeh, Simen Mem Tes.
And the answer
comes along the Noid of Yehuda. Listen to this. There's a few more minutes. Noid of Yehuda comes and says, Noid of Yehuda is in a tshuva in Eben Ezer, Siman Membez. And another Yehuda says like this. Wait a second. The din of Rav. Where do we learn Rav out from?
Right.
Different sources. We'll keep it simple, right? Achrei Rabim Lahatos. Who is that pasuk said to? Jews. The din of Rav only applies to Jews. Doesn't apply to Goyim. So therefore, if we... What? 1 second. So if a guy comes, if an Amoini comes and says, I want to marry, so what do we say to him? I'm a Jew. I'm the one who wants to marry you. I'm entitled to use Rav. I could say you're not from Amon. If Mayavi comes to marry us, I could say I'm a Yid. I'm entitled to say you're not in a Mayavi. You're not in a Dumb. You're not in a Mitzri. Because I'm a Jew and I have Rav. But a B'nai Keturunik who comes to us and we say, you know, he flashes the card, proud member of the B'nai Keturah. So what does he say? Why do I have to do Mila? I'm from the Rav. I'm probably not a B'nai Keturunik. I'm probably either Chinese, Mexican, Jamaican, right? Trinidad. So we say, that's very nice. You have a lumdus of Rav, but you're a guy. Goyim don't have a Din Rav. So if Goyim don't have a Din Rav, you have to be Chayshesh for the Miot that you are a B'nai Keturunik. And if you have to be choshish for the miyot that you are B'nai Keturah, you have to do mila. The heter of Rav is only given to Klal Yisrael, says the Night of Yehuda. It's not given to the Umay Yisrael, it's not given to Goyim. So if we have somebody that is a B'nai Keturahnik, he's not entitled to say, whoa, boss Sancheirev Ubilbo Kala Umay, Sancheirev mixed me into the big melting pot, and I'm probably not a B'nai Keturahnik. No, he can't say that. Why? Because Rav is a din given to Klal Yisrael.
Do we hold that way?
That's what the Nevi'ah says.
Obviously, that's an old way. Akhay Rav Mahatos, he says, doesn't apply.
Okay, so we'll see. They would come out according to that, you know. If a guy, he had Eber Menachai, yeah? And it got mixed into, you know, got mixed into the Rav. So we could eat it, and he couldn't eat it, according to this. We could follow the Rav, he couldn't follow the Rav. Comes along the Menchas Chinuch, and the Menchas Chinuch says, in this week's parasha, Parashas Lech Lecha, Mitzvah Beis, Ois Yer Beis, he says, no. Shagis Aryeh still has a good question. What's the question of Shagis Aryeh? The Shagis Aryeh's question is like this. Miman of Shach. Do Goyim have a Rav? Or Goyim don't have a Rav? If Goyim have a Rav, then the B'nai Keturah should not be required to do Mila, because we should say they probably come from the majority. And if they don't have a Rav, guess what? Then every single guy should be mechoyev in bris mila, because maybe they're from B'nai Keturah.
Right.
What are they going to say? No, they're from the Rav? Goyim are not allowed to use Rav. There's no din Rav by Goyim. So the Minchas Chinuch says the Shagis Aryeh still has a good question. And the question is, do Goyim have Rav or do Goyim not have Rav? If Goyim have Rav, then all Goyim should be pater, B'nai Yishmal and B'nai Keturah. And if Goyim don't have Rav, then all Goyim should be chayv. Imagine that, right? The kash is, every guy, you meet a guy on the street, say, by the way, you know, what nation do you come from? He said, don't worry, I'm Italian. You know, Italian. But maybe you're B'nai Keturahnik. He says, let me check the Gallup polls. You know, what are the chances that I'm a B'nai Keturahnik? So we check the polls. 1 out of 1 billion. You say, it doesn't matter, 1 out of 1 billion. That's enough to say you are mechuyev and mila midai raisa. So it comes out, very interesting question from this week's parasha. Yeah, you're the kasha? You know, a very halacha l'maisa, you could ask the following question. Since, according to the Rambam, B'nai Keturah are chayiv and mila midai raisa, why isn't every guy obligated to circumcise himself? Because he might be a B'nai Keturahnik. So you say, what do you mean? What are the chances of that? What do you mean,
they don't
chances?
Hold for anyway. The Goyim don't hold from that. They have the Shiva Mitzvah. That's what they're going to hold for. They're not going to do this halakhic.
But what about the Noachide Goyim? What do you know? The Goyim that follow the Noachide laws, they may have to learn this Machlokes Shagis Aryeh and Noach Behuda. But that may get into the last year of whether Goyim are allowed to learn Torah. Okay.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.